By the 70s, that whole movement towards conflict resolution really began to flourish for a variety of reasons. There had been some of this more research-based theoretical work. There had been some studies, particularly of negotiation and of past work on negotiation in labor and industrial relations. But also, there was an interest in what came to be called alternative dispute resolution, as was interested in self-help as a reaction, to some extent, to the developments of the 60s. In fact, the developments of the 60s produced some sense that it wasn't that some conflicts really were healthy and necessary. The reaction to some of that was to begin to figure out about ways in which that could be done better, and the way in which they could be resolved in a mutually satisfactory fashion. And I find all this quite appealing and contributed to it, and kind of felt that suddenly I was riding a wave with a lot of other people. And it was very gratifying.
Is the realization that some conflicts are good where the phrase or the title for your book, Constructive Conflicts, came from?
No, I think, well, it comes from two things. One is from the basic principle of conflict resolution theory, is that conflicts are not inherently bad. Mm-hmm. In fact, not only are they inherent in social life, but they are often necessary to advance justice, to maintain autonomy, to win freedom. There are good values which often seem to be gained only by struggle. So I always believe that, and some of my interest in this field was also to advance justice, and yet the struggles often seem to be counterproductive, and went on too long and too destructively for all parties. So it seemed to me that I wanted to emphasize the notion that conflicts can be waged in a way which is mutually, it's not destructive, and that the results, as well as the conduct of it, can be constructive. So it was a way of synthesizing a lot of my interests, not conflict resolution narrowly conceived as what goes on at the negotiating table in negotiations which are mediated by some third party, but by all that leads up to that and follows it, the way in which a conflict erupts, may escalate badly or not so badly, how it can become transformed, how once some agreement is reached, it needs to be implemented, it needs to be changed as conditions change. And so I wanted to elaborate that, to make that accessible to people who may enter for a variety of reasons and not from a very relatively narrow perspective.